John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. Here is the news for today, Wednesday, March 11th, 2015. The U.S. economy may be strengthening, but by one measure, Americans are flucking the basics of personal finance. Credit card debt is ballooning, leaving American households with a net increase of $57.1 billion in new credit card debt in 2014, according to a new survey from CardHub. The credit card comparison site said it's forecasting new credit card debt will rise 5% in 2015, reaching $60 billion this year. While the increased spending could signal that Americans are feeling more comfortable about their prospects in the economy, it's also a cause for concern, given that most workers aren't seeing the type of wage growth that would support that higher spending. This surge has left the average household credit card balance at almost $7,200. $7,200 are not far from the $8,300 level that CardHub considers unsustainable. Anthem, one of the largest healthcare organizations in the United States, had a breach last week. They have denied a government auditor's request to perform vulnerability scans of their system in the wake of a hacker attack that affected 78.8 million individuals. The Office of Personnel Management's Office of Inspector General, in a statement provided to Information Security Media Group, said Anthem, citing corporate policy, refused to allow the agency to perform standard vulnerability scans and configuration compliance tests this summer, as requested by the OIG. The health insurer also refused to allow the OIG to conduct those vulnerability tests in 2013 as part of an IT security audit that was performed by the agency. John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions. Thank you for listening to Give Me Credit. But what this brings up is an area in which you might need help. You might need help with your credit report and your credit score. You might need to clean it up. And let me tell you, folks, I've been there. I know there is no shame in this, but let's get the good times rolling again. The only way to do that is to contact me. I need you to call me at 888-417-3400. Let's at least talk. Let's discuss your credit issues. There's no charge in this and there's no shame. My email address, johnmackey@givemecredit.us. johnmackey@givemecredit.us. According to creditcards.com, the big three credit bureaus are raising the bar for accuracy of your credit report and improving the process for disputing errors in a major overhaul of the credit reporting system announced Monday. The steps announced by Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion as part of a settlement with New York's Attorney General were hailed by consumer advocates as a boon for the roughly 200 million Americans who have a credit report. Among the major provisions in the overhaul, which is called the National Consumer Assistance Plan, the big three credit bureaus will, number one, keep unpaid medical bills off your credit report for a 180-day waiting period to allow insurance companies to roll in. Number two, listen more closely to consumers' side when they dispute debts reported by data furnishers, such as lenders and debt collectors. Number three, heighten oversight of data furnishers that submit delinquent debts to the credit bureaus. Number four, provide a free credit report after a successful dispute, allowing you to verify the correction was made. And number five, erase unpaid municipal fines, traffic tickets, and other debts that are not covered by a contract or agreement with the consumer. A student loan collections company has notified New York State that it plans to lay off 264 people. Coast Professional filed a notice with the State Labor Department that the layoffs would occur. As far as the reason for the layoffs is concerned, the company listed the termination of a contract with the U.S. Department of Education. In a speech he's scheduled to give on Tuesday at the Georgia Institute of Technology, President Obama will announce a student aid bill of rights and sign a presidential memorandum directing federal agencies to take steps to help borrowers repay the debt. The memorandum will require the Education Department to create a new complaint system in which borrowers can log grievances against lenders, loan servicers, collection agencies, and colleges. It will also establish a central portal where federal borrowers can view information about all of their loans, regardless of their servicer. The memorandum will also require loan servicers and debt collectors that work under contract with the department to change how they operate. Servicers will have to provide enhanced disclosures and stronger consumer protections throughout the repayment process and ensure that prepayments are first applied to loans with the highest interest rates. Debt collectors will need to ensure that their fees are reasonable and to help borrowers return their loans to good standing, among other things.
John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions. Thank you for listening to Give Me Credit. But what this brings up is an area in which you might need help. You might need help with your credit report and your credit score. You might need to clean it up. And let me tell you, folks, I've been there. I know there is no shame in this, but let's get the good times rolling again. The only way to do that is to contact me. I need you to call me at 888-417-3400. Let's at least talk. Let's discuss your credit issues. There's no charge in this and there's no shame. My email address, johnmackey@givemecredit.us. johnmackey@givemecredit.us.
Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.